Hey, I'm Sheena, former miserable corporate attorney turned full-time calligrapher and creative entrepreneur. I used to feel like I was living my life for other people, and now I am more true to myself than ever. And each week, I'm sharing a short but powerful lesson that I've learned on that journey. So if you're looking for a way to get more creativity and possibility into your life, you're so in the right place. Let's dive right in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Sheena Show. This episode, I want to speak to you directly. If you are feeling afraid to follow your creative dreams, whatever those might be, I'm going to give you some perspective today that will disarm that fear. And it might not be the advice or the perspective that you might think it's going to be. So let me back up a little bit and just say, look, I have been encouraging people to go after their creativity, to go after a life bigger than what they think possible for themselves. I've been doing that for 8 years now. I mean, in the form of calligraphy, but I've always shared my story about how I left corporate law and embarked on entrepreneurship and went through so much and discovered so much about myself along the way and opened my world of possibility so much wider. So I've been having this conversation with people. I mean, I sell calligraphy courses that cost $500 to $1,000. That is not a tiny investment. So I have, you know, been talking to people for years about the fear that holds them back. So you might think, right, when someone says, okay, but I'm afraid to go after this thing. Usually people would respond, oh, but you'll be great. You'll totally be able to do it. Here's why that fear isn't legitimate. Here's why that specific fear doesn't apply to you. And they list reasons. So for example, I really want to go after calligraphy, but what will people say? And the typical response might be, oh, but you know, you'll be great at it. And you know, your friends are so supportive. And you should totally go after it. That might make you feel a little bit better. That might be encouraging. That's totally well-intentioned. But the problem with that response is that your brain is sneaky as fuck, and it will immediately come up with a dozen other reasons why that fear is still legitimate. Oh, my friends are supportive, but what about my mother? What about my coworkers? What if people are saying things behind my back, even if they don't say it to my face? You cannot ever overcome the reasons that your fear will present to you. So here is where I present to you the kind of different perspective that's kind of counterintuitive. And I'm going to totally disclaim this by saying this is not my original idea. I have been on a serious Elizabeth Gilbert kick recently. I just watched Eat, Pray, Love for the first time. And I just started reading her book, Big Magic. And oh, Lordy, why didn't I read that book sooner? It's great. But here, this idea comes from the book, Big Magic by Liz Gilbert. And here it is. Your fear is not special. Everyone is afraid. Your fear is not unique. Okay. That is the idea. Let it sink in. And I'm going to go into way more kind of detail about why this is so good, even though it seems counterintuitive. Because really hear me, right? I have been talking to tens of thousands of people over the past 8 years about why they are afraid to go after their creative curiosity. I've heard every objection under the book, okay? I have asked people over and over and over again through my Instagram, through my email list, if you're really curious about calligraphy, which if you're listening to this podcast, if you follow me on Instagram, if you're on my email list, you're a little bit curious about calligraphy, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. If you're really curious about it, what's the one thing that's stopping you from doing it? What's the fear that is stopping you? So I've been asking this question over the past 8 years, and I'm just going to give you a little sampling of the fears that I've heard back from various people, okay? A little sampling. I'm so young. I'm too young to be taken seriously with this. I'm too old to learn something new and be good at it. I have bad handwriting. You know, what if calligraphy is just, it's just going to be way too hard for me? I have good handwriting. I tried calligraphy once and it was way harder than I thought, so I just gave it up. I don't do creative things. I'm not a creative person. I'm not going to stick to it. I do too many creative things. I'm afraid I won't stick to it. I don't have enough writing, drawing, painting, artistic experience to do this. I have too much experience. I practiced formal calligraphy and I'm really afraid I won't be able to break out, you know, into a more modern style. Okay, that's just a small sampling. And I hope that you heard and I was able to do a good enough job with my voice to convey that every fear, like the total opposite person, is also afraid. Too young, too old, bad handwriting, good handwriting, too creative, not creative enough, too experienced, not experienced enough. Like I seriously, I'm telling you, after talking to so many people, the fears are, they sound like this. Okay, and when it comes to business, right, let alone just picking up calligraphy as a creative hobby, when it comes to trying to make a business out of it, oh my gosh, even bigger fears. But I'm telling you that they have this same kind of flavor to them. What if I lose money? I don't have any money, so that would be so horrible. What if I lose money? I've worked so hard to create the beautiful life for myself that I have so much to lose. What will people say? I hear this from young, old, corporate powerhouses, housewives, people of all different like cultures and ethnicities and in all different stages of their life. What if I fail? I really need this, so it's so much pressure. What if I fail? It's just something I'm dabbling in, so I don't have enough pressure on myself. I know that those fears, like they seem bigger when it comes to business. And sure, there's maybe more at stake, right? You got to put some money into a business. You got to put some effort. You got to put yourself out there. But I hope what comes across, you can kind of see if your fear is somewhere in there, and I have listed it of why you don't want to go after calligraphy, even though you're so curious about it, or why you don't want to take your calligraphy to the next level and perhaps make a side hustle, even though you really want to. If your fear is somewhere in there, I promise you, I have heard the equal opposite fear. So this is what I'm trying to illustrate. Your fear is not unique. Fear is the most ancient, oldest instinct that we have. It's probably, I mean, I am not like a biological evolutionary, you know, scientist, but I suspect that fear is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, emotions or feelings that we have ever had. Worms have it. Insects have it. I think even maybe, I don't know if bacteria have it. Again, not an evolutionary biologist, but you know what I mean. It's just this deep, so helpful emotion that is in like the oldest part of our brain, the amygdala, right? The old, ancient part of our brain. That's where fear is. But you know what's really special about us? Thinking, wonderfully creative, future broadcasting human beings, is that we have this prefrontal cortex. That's the newer part of our brain that, you know, gives us all of our amazing thinking ability. And your prefrontal cortex makes up a whole story about why your case is special. Why your fear is special, why your worry is unique. And I don't care if everyone else is able to do it. I'm special. This is, I don't know. We really have a unique case here. And I'm just here to tell you, it's so such a relief to finally hear that, like, oh, maybe I'm not. Maybe my fear is not special and unique. Because let me tell you, over my years of just talking to people and seeing people finally go after their dreams and make the scary investment and put themselves out there and go for it, I have heard the most special, I put that in air quotes, special cases. People, multiple people whose Hands shake because of a chronic neurological disorder. Sounds pretty special, right? 70-plus-year-old person with arthritis, living alone. Single mom, barely making ends meet. Teacher, burnt out and emotionally exhausted and ready to quit. Like, I have heard special cases, and I have seen people go after it anyway and make it work. They have found their version of calligraphy success, whether that means, oh my God, I just found a hobby that I love every day, or whether that means I can make these extraordinary gifts for people. I'm known for this now in my neighborhood. Or if it means I have now become a full-time calligrapher, or I have a side hustle, or I make significant money, whatever that their definition of success is, I've seen them do it. So here I am telling you that I've seen with my own eyes and heard stories from real people and talked to them face to face over Zoom mostly, but you know, I see their face. And I am telling you that even the most special seeming of special cases, still their fear is not unique and special. So if that fear is not correct, in stopping them from going after their dreams, then why is your fear any more correct? Look, if you try calligraphy, if you invest in my courses, if you spend some money buying tools, if you spend some time and a lot of energy and really put yourself into it, and things don't immediately work out according to your biggest, wildest dreams, and you deem that a failure, what do you think the worst part about that is? If you've been listening to my podcast for any amount of time, you probably have a hint. The worst part is the story that we tell ourselves about that and what that means, and then the resulting terrible, horrible feelings that result, right? So if you're not immediately great at calligraphy, and so you make a story about yourself that, oh, see, I knew it. I knew I wasn't talented enough. I knew I wasn't artistic enough. Or say it takes you a little while, like you don't practice every day and you're kind of on and off with it, and it takes you a little bit longer to pick it up. And you tell yourself, see, I knew I wouldn't stick to it. I knew I couldn't do it. I don't have what it takes. I'm so lazy. Or if you have been practicing for a while and it's just kind of, you're not quite getting to a level that you feel like you should be at. And again, you tell yourself, oh man, I'm just worthless, and this doesn't come to me naturally. Why am I even doing this? Why am I even trying? It's the story that we tell ourselves about that that results in the really, truly awful feelings that we can feel when something doesn't work out the way we feel like it should. And you know what? That phenomenon even is not unique to you. You are not special in that. We all do it. So I hope by kind of just making you feel less alone in this, it just takes away some of the power that your fear really has over you if you let it run unchecked. So I'm not saying ignore your fears. No, acknowledge your fear. I have done many podcasts in the past about fear and how to manage it and how to be friends with it and how to learn from it. Your fear really is a crucial tool pointing you in the direction of your dreams. It is. And you don't let it make all the decisions for you, right? You distinguish, okay, is the fear here really about my existence and my health and my safety and my loved ones? No. When it comes to calligraphy, no, it's not, right? So just kind of taking a step back, you know, from your own unique enmeshment in your fear and all these like specific stories that your fear is painting for you about how it will work out for you. If you can manage to pull yourself out of that and just get a little bit of a broader perspective and remember, okay, Sheena said, Liz Gilbert said, my fear is not special. My fear is not unique. This is old programming. This is an ancient computer code that we all got buried deep inside us, running in the background all the time, trying to stop us from going after anything that's uncertain that might threaten us in any way. This is not unique to me. It takes away some of the power of that fear, doesn't it? It really did for me. I read this in Big Magic and I was like, oh my God, I need to share this with my people. I've seen it. It's true. I've seen it play out for so many people. So what I want to leave you with is, don't buy the bullshit. Your fear is not that special. Don't let it keep you from your dreams. Yeah, I hope that helps you. And if your dream has to do with calligraphy, if it has to do with learning it, learning pointed pen calligraphy, getting back into practice, picking it up again after maybe you've neglected it for a little while, dreaming about starting your own business, making some money on the side, even if it's just seasonally, come join my challenge. It's free. It's called the Newbie to Pro Calligrapher Challenge. We're in the middle of it, but you can still come and join in. And you can still have access to all of the free lessons and all the live sessions that I've been doing, sharing my business knowledge and sort of behind the scenes of what I've gone through to build up my very successful business. Come join us. I'm closing out the challenge with a really incredible webinar that shows you, gives you a roadmap of how to go from total beginner to professional calligrapher in just 6 months. I'm going to lay it out for you. It's going to show you, open you up again to like, okay, what's possible? It's going to surround you with stories of people who have done it. This is what you need, right? That pulling out from your unique individual specific fear that is not so unique after all, and just seeing the bigger picture of people who do it anyway, despite that fear. So come join us, crookedcalligraphy.com/challenge. Because you can still get your hands on all the free learning. It's going to be up for another week or so. And then really, really soon, we're opening up the doors to our paid calligraphy programs. My signature program is the Pro Calligrapher Bundle for $9.97, or we have a payment plan for 6 months that will literally walk you step by step through this whole journey and give you everything you need to finally go after your calligraphy dreams. So that's opening up soon. The webinar we're closing out the challenge with, that's all coming on Friday, if you're listening to this right when it comes out. And it's not too late, okay? Even if you catch this after the challenge is over, it's January. Oh my God, I don't have the date in front of me right now. January 17th is when this podcast is coming out. So January 19th is when the challenge is kind of ending with that powerful webinar, and my courses are open for enrollment, and you can still be in there and taking advantage of all the challenge resources, right? Even if you're listening to this after all of this in 2024, I hope that that fear message helps you gain some perspective. And if you can just keep telling yourself every time that fear comes up, all right, I hear you, you're throwing a fit, but you're not that special. We're not unique here. Everyone goes through this, and therefore it doesn't need to cripple me. Then you're just like one step closer, right? Closer to getting on that path to your dreams. So I hope this has been helpful. The challenge website again is crookedcalligraphy.com/challenge. I hope to see you in there, and I will see you again next week. Bye, y'all. Oh, you're still here. That's awesome. That means that you like the show, right? Thank you for listening to the end. And I want to ask you a really quick favor. Could you take 2 seconds right now, literally right now, to just leave a rating on this podcast? And if you're feeling extra generous, write a 1-sentence review. It really helps more people like you to find this show. You are awesome. I'll see you next time.